Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 97. Reconciling the World to God. The Great Crusades of the 11th to 13th centuries grossly misrepresented to the Arab world the character of the God whom Christians profess to worship. A significant portion of present Muslim hatred of Christianity can be traced to that time. The very word crusade inflames them with what they consider as moral outrage. Jesus commands Christians, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel," which must be good news, or it's not truth. Its essential element is a message of reconciliation with God. "We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God," pleads his messengers, but many portrayals of God's character do anything but reconcile alienated people to him. If an enemy sticks a pistol in your face and demands, "Love me or I'll pull the trigger," could you be reconciled to him that way? This is not an oversimplification of the issue. Human beings who have never understood the gospel due to its being distorted to them are not by nature reconciled to God. The carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. That enmity has been created by the lies and distortion of Satan ever since Eve was deceived in Eden. God pities these confused people who have been lied to. The Father sent His Son into the world to correct these misapprehensions, and those of us who believe in Him are to represent Him aright to the world. Thus there are two basic approaches to the task of reconciling the world to God. 1. The method that employs fear as the principal motivation. There is anecdotal evidence that it is hugely successful, but can you trust the supposed evidence? And 2. The everlasting gospel outlined in Revelation 14, the message of three special angels in the last days. This can be identified as the third angel's message in Verity, a presentation of the reconciling message of God's grace and His agape that is yet to come into its own worldwide. God has promised that when the message is revealed to the world in its clarity, it will cut through all the confusion that Babylon has amassed. All the hindrances that block people's pathway to the Father through Christ will be exposed in the final message, "Babylon the Great is fallen. Come out of her, my people." We need to understand the message more clearly.